Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's a very proud region. It's a bit like Newcastle. So for all the people that haven't been up there, it's a bit like Newcastle where they love their rugby league. They'll drive 400 kilometres to go watch the Cowboys. So everywhere they go, they probably can't escape it. So when they're winning, everybody's patting them on the back and they're feeling good. But when they're losing, they would hear everything that's being said about them as well. So it's one of those, you know, one-horse towns. Wally Law spoke about them. Alan Langer works for the club. Kevvy Walters can't. For some reason, he can't where he should be coaching the club, but nobody else second. And you've got Darren Lockie, that's a board member, coming out that players aren't worth this, and he's given Milford and those guys a cattle prog and Darius Boyd after round one that he's making poor decisions in the fence. Well, that's the kindest way to say, mate, put your body on the line. So you got the club's greatest players, and you're worried because when I was a 15-year-old kid, that's the only club that you wanted to play for in Queensland, and I feel for it now. You know, one of the managers has 18 players in the club. The club's not the club that I played for. I said that 5 years ago, and they go, well, you just don't like Wayne. Well, if I say it now, if Kevvy Walters was there, if I say it...
What's different about the club now?
It's not the club that I played for.
Yeah, but what? Why?
Well, because there was winners there. There was people that respected the people that walked before us, and I knew everybody that had played there. I've walked past players, and I said, oh, what about...
Is that a generational thing?
Well, everybody at the Roosters knows the history of the Roosters. Everybody at South knew who Jack Rayner and that was because they're all around, and you got to respect the past before you put that jersey on, and I don't think that it's happening there. And that's what makes the New South Wales jersey and the Australian jersey, and that's what Mel's brought back to the Queensland jersey. We've known who has worn it in the past, and I don't think that it's happening there. And then that used to be a club, and we used to train out of a dirty old gym that our groundsman used to mow. The bloke that used to cook our barbecue used to mow our grass and used to weld all of our equipment together. It was called the Cyril Connell wing or whatever, and we used to go and train our butts off. They got a $27 million facility that they all sit there and have coffees and they walk around the town like they own the place. And they own nothing. They've won nothing. A couple of my old teammates went to their 30th anniversary and all the highlights that they showed were all the old teams from the 90s. They can't show anything of this current crop of guys.
You didn't go to the...
No, I don't go.
Gordon?
No. I've walked back into the club once since I've retired. Hey,
why is that, Gordon?
I don't know. I'm a retired footy player. That was my life in the past. I've never walked back into a Queensland. Never walked back into
I've seen you in the Queensland sheds.
Working for Channel 9.
Gordon, can I ask you this?
And for St. George, I've never gone back to another reunion. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Hoops is probably my hang-up, but I had my time in the sun. I don't go back there. I don't hang off them. You know, and I don't want to feel like I've got to be mates and they've got to like me and I don't have to like them.
Can I ask you this? I'll get back to the Titans for a second. Can I ask you this? Because we're here in Sydney. We don't get to speak to the man on the street in Brisbane. How Wayne Bennett exited the Broncos and how Anthony Seibold came in, what does the average Broncos paid member think of all that and think about the Wayne Bennett treatment?
I can't talk. I'm a paid member. I got my season tickets at the Broncos. I was disappointed. I was disappointed that a guy that didn't have a job in Anthony Seibold got a 5-year deal on $700,000 or whatever when there's a guy. Whether Kevvy Walters is good enough for the job, I think he had a chance to go there and fail. He's been sitting in the wings. He was good enough twice to get him to grand finals. The only time Milford's played good is when he was there.
Mm.
But he's not good enough. But he's good enough to coach our greatest side,
yeah,
which is Queensland. Our most important team that runs out is Queensland. State of Origin. He was good enough there. They think he's a joker. He sacked 10 people after breaking curfew. That's a bloke that's got some intestinal fortitude there. And I think that the club paid no respect to the people in the past. And from what I'm hearing, there was a handshake. They shook Kevvy Walters' hand and said he was going to be the coach. That's the disappointing thing about it. So I think, you know, the old boys, we don't own the club. As I said, I don't walk in there. And they've offered me to go and get paid to go back there. I don't need their money. I don't want their money. I'd rather see the club successful with the new current group and watch those guys shine and go out there and be the next Shane Webke, Wally Lewis, Darren Lockyer. But I'm really disappointed. And the people who made that decision, I don't think that they really care for the club because they should have been better decisions made.
But in my opinion.
And I hope they prove me wrong, right? But you can't have – there's one manager's got 18 players in there. The last time he did that was at the Tigers.
Yeah.
So at the moment, he runs that club, not Paul White. No one runs that club except for him because he's got 18 players and the coach.